This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of August edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I am Scott Hennen. Congressman Kevin Cramer tomorrow on the weekly talk radio town hall. Remember that? A lot of ground to cover. A lot going on in the crazy world of Washington, D.C. There's so much attention on all the who's in, who's out, who's up, who's down. Now some dumb story out there about how Donald Trump dictated the statement of Donald Trump Jr., about that meeting and said it was about child adoption. Well, it was about child adoption. Remember, they got the meeting under the guise that it was going to be about some, damaging information about Hillary Clinton. Jared Kushner lasted 3 minutes in the meeting because, like, this is a nothing burger. There's nothing here. So, the fact that they were highlighting, that's what the meeting ultimately came to be about. This is front page news wrestling, like some big deal. And then, even if you say, okay, you're right, Donald Trump lied out of his teeth. He was really trying to get you off the trail. He lied to the media. If you think that's the first time it's ever happened in Washington, D.C., so I just got sucked into my own, against my own advice, I just got sucked in right there. Right, what I did just right there. Did you notice that, Tom? I started, getting sucked in. What we ought to judge. Did you notice that? Yeah, it happened to me.
I did notice that.
You need the bell. You need that rubber velvet hammer you always use. Todd's got a velvet hammer. Just whacks me with it like you can't believe. Anyway.
I've told you a billion times not to exaggerate like that.
What you need to be concerned about, folks. So this is the close circuit to anybody that is obsessing over, they're coming to get Trump, they're going to get Trump. Oh, or on the other side, see, this is it. He's done for. He's done for. And there's a lot of those folks that are really delusional. Yeah, I just got a text from somebody here who said Trump will be impeached by the time the Senate race starts. So I replied, for what? And they answered something incoherent. So whether you're thinking everything Trump does is going to automatically lead to impeachment, or whether you're thinking, gosh, they're going to get him. This is, and there's an effort to get him. There's no doubt about that. I'm saying stop, back away. Look at the stock market today, which, interestingly enough, I thought the media was interested in, because I seem to remember the stock market did okay under Barack Obama. There's no denying that. And it was big news every day. New high, new high, new record. Oh, it's doing great. Now it's shattering all of that. We're up to, 22,000? And what do we get? We get a giant yawn. The president tweeted about it today. Said stock market could hit all-time high again. 22,000 today was 18,000 only 6 months ago on election day. Mainstream media seldom mentions. True statement. True statement. So pay attention to that stuff, the GDP at 2.9%, all the regulation effort that's going on. Don't get wrapped up in the other stuff. I talked about that last time, my little monologue on POV, 6:30 POV with Chris Burke. Chris is actually off, so I guest hosted last night, doing it again tonight. Kelly Armstrong will join me. More on the effort to take on Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Donald Trump's involvement in that and their grassroots campaign. They're looking for donors right now. $5, $10, $25, $100, $1,000, doesn't matter. Grassroots, I love that. It's where all good things happen. He'll join us, and we'll also talk about this workforce effort that we've been chatting about here today as well. Attended a little workforce summit, eggs and issues for the Fargo-Moorhead-West Fargo Chamber. Craig Whitney, the president of the Fargo-Moorhead Chamber, and a fellow by the name of Perry Lubbers, who is the director of operations for Trail King, a North Dakota-South Dakota company, on TV tonight, so look forward to that as well. All right, let's get to the next topic. Senator Hovind at the bottom of the hour. Already your questions coming in for that. We're going to talk health care and anything else on your mind for Senator Hovind, so stay tuned for that. Right now, probably top three most important things to North Dakota outdoorsmen and women is deer hunting. Some say it's religion. I always think that's a little sacrilegious to say, but it means a lot to a lot of people. And 53,000 people yesterday found out, darn it anyway, I'm unsuccessful. But some did get it, and obviously we'd all like to see those numbers go up. Jeb Williams, Chief of the Wildlife Division, North Dakota Game and Fish, joins us on What's on Your Mind for an update on yesterday's lottery results and where we go from here. Jeb, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing really good, Scott. I appreciate the invite, and always fun to talk about deer in North Dakota. You know, we always talk, and we've talked on your show about this before, Scott, about how deer hunting in North Dakota, of course, is the largest unofficial holiday in North Dakota. But really, the bigger day associated with deer hunting was actually yesterday, because that's the day, the anticipation day, to find out if you actually get to participate in the deer gun season, and which, you know, Scott, people love to do. And as a department, we know that. That's why these last number of years have been tough. We would definitely like to see more people being able to participate in the deer gun season. But, you know, deer numbers have been down. We've been conservative on licenses, trying to build some numbers back up. And yesterday was, for the most part, no exception. It was a little bit better than what we've seen the last couple of years. But, yeah, there's still a fair amount of people that are not going to be participating in the deer gun season. But there are many that obviously are. And so the excitement, ran pretty wild yesterday, and the disappointment ran probably as equally as wild. And that, you know, I tell you, nowadays social media stuff, and you're always having somebody that passes along certain bits and pieces of information. And we know people get disappointed when they don't get their license that they choose, or don't get any license at all. But boy, getting some texts and some screenshots, you know, sent my way last night. Some people are really upset, really excited or not excited about that. And, you know, some words I can't even use on here, Scott. But
wait a minute. I mean, on that point, and, you know, obviously you put in, you want it. But if I buy a lottery ticket, I'm upset when I lose two. But I know that that's a, you know, pretty good chance, right? You're going to win or you're going to lose. What are they upset about?
Well, fair enough. And that's where I want to get into this next discussion is how our lottery system works. And very often in North Dakota Game and Fish, our staff, myself at times are even included in this, is that we tend to use preference points and bonus points and a lot of times that's used interchangeably, but they're very different. And in North Dakota, we have associated with our lottery a bonus point system. And so our bonus point system never guarantees anybody a license. It gives somebody some additional advantage statistically that should draw a license sooner than somebody that has just drawn a license. So it just gives you some extra advantage the longer you go without drawing your license. So we hear a lot about that, about how, well, you know, this, my neighbor, you know, drew a license for 3 and 4 years in a row. I haven't drawn one for five or six years. A couple different things that could be involved in that. You know, all of our deer hunting units in the state are definitely not created equally. We have some units in the state that if somebody wants to draw a buck license, a whitetail buck license for their first choice every year, there are some units in the state, Scott, that will provide you that. However, on the flip side, there are some units in the state for drawing a whitetail buck license or obviously a mule deer buck license that you're going to have to wait, and you're going to have to wait probably on average 5-6 years, maybe even longer. And so, you know, there's no doubt the misunderstanding going on there about the system and about how people being pretty frustrated that they haven't drawn a license in 5 or 6 years. And but they're not alone. There's a strong demand out there right now for deer licenses, and there's only so many deer licenses that we can give away. So it's a frustrating thing, but you know, the system all in all is a system that is working pretty well. Most of the people like the bonus point system due to the fact that you always have a chance. Even if you have 0 points, you have a chance in the system. A true preference point system does not give that person a chance. The true preference point system always gives the licenses to the people that carry the most amount of preference points. A bonus point system gives somebody a chance. If they have 0 points, it might not be a very good chance, but there's, you know, they still give somebody a chance. And overall, since the early 90s, people have kind of liked that system.
So from your perspective, it's working. It doesn't need any tweaks.
Well, we always look at, and we took a long, hard look last year at if there were some additional things that we could do. Because over the years, we have made some tweaks to the system. You know, one of the things with our bonus points is that so when you have 0 points, obviously the only chance you have in there is your application that you submit that year. The next year, you're going to have one bonus point, and then we multiply that by two. And so then you're going to have two, obviously, plus that year's application. You're going to have three chances in that system. And that takes place. You multiply that times two until you get to four bonus points. Then that's cubed. So then you're going to go in the system with 64 bonus points plus one application. That really ups your odds. But again, when you have so many people applying and only a small amount of licenses available, over time, everybody's going to have...
Sure. Hold that thought if you would, Jeff. More with Jeff Williams, North Dakota Game and Fish on the Deer Lottery after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Are you ready for Dolce Vita? That would be the good life, folks, and you can get it with Splash Super Pools from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Here's Vince to tell us about the good life.
Well, you're really going to have to go to the Splash Super Pools website. It is the Dolce Vita Diva. It's unlike anything you've ever seen before. It actually looks like a piece of wicker furniture in your backyard, but in reality, it's a swimming pool, and it's a very, very exciting, game-changing product, and literally 75% that of what an in-ground pool would cost. So a great opportunity that comes in a white wicker or American brown wicker. And again, you really have to do the website and get a view of what this thing looks like because it's hard to describe it.
So don't let the sweet life wait in the pool this summer. When you get to a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks are online at hotspringnd.com or check out these Dolce Vita pools at splashpools.com. Splashpools.com.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I just couldn't stay in the studio. One day, after 2 weeks on the road, and I had to head over to Minnesota, it was worthwhile, though. We were over here for a summit on workforce and some new endeavors being discussed. John Richmond, president of North Dakota State College of Science. Tony Grinberg from North Dakota State College of Science. Perry Lubbers from Trail King, the director of operations, VP of operations out there. And chamber officials coming together to talk about some innovative ideas today. And we'll be following up on that as well. So that's why we're broadcasting from here today. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Affordable energy is not a buzz phrase. It's not a campaign slogan. It's real. We have it. But it is under attack in the way of regulation and in the way of environmental extremists. That's what they seek, to take away your affordable energy, to take away your reliable energy, just as important. And it's also an industry that supports a lot of your neighbors. 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact, and the $100 million annually in taxes going into our state coffers. Learn more about the great industry, how you can help, how you can be part of keeping our power costs low and ensuring our homes and businesses have the electricity we need when we need it by going to SecureEnergyFuture.org. Continuing our conversation now with Jeb Williams. He's chief of the wildlife sector of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. We're talking about the deer gun lottery results. If you have a question or comment, welcome. That right now at 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. You can text Todd or I as well. 367-2054 for me, and Todd's at 226-8053. Let's see here. Texter says, it's great having a straight-talking person like Jeb representing the Game and Fish Department. Thank you for having him on. Could you ask him when the antelope lottery results will be out?
Well, the deadline for the pronghorn is August 2nd, which is tomorrow, and we have a pretty quick turnaround time for getting those results out because in order to archery hunt, you have to draw a license in the lottery for pronghorn opportunity, and that opens the 4th of September. And so usually about the third week in August is when we get the results out for the pronghorn drawing.
Another text here. Find out why they don't back off on the doe numbers. Why are gratis tags always issued first? Why are they issuing out-of-state licenses when there are not enough for residents?
Okay, well, it sounds like three questions.
A lot of questions in that one, yeah.
Gratis license, okay, I mean, that's state law. We obviously have to follow state law in issuing, gratis license. If somebody owns or leases for agricultural purposes 150 acres or more, they are eligible for a gratis license. We issue probably on average the last number of years about 13,500, 14,000, right in that ballpark. Number of gratis licenses, and then of course that number is subtracted from the number of total number of licenses that we allocate for the year. So this year we allocated 54,500 licenses. So approximately 41,000 licenses are available to the general public. The majority of licenses that we have cut back in the last 10 years, Scott, have been doe licenses. There have been several units in the state that have been very minimal as far as the number of doe licenses, 50 licenses, 100 licenses. We still think we can provide some public opportunity, while also trying to grow the herd in some of these areas. So that's what we've done on that. And then obviously for the mule deer, we did completely restrict mule deer harvest, in some of those Badlands units. And, like we've talked before though, I mean, mule deer and whitetail are a bit different. Their reproductive capability is different. Their mule deer are a little bit more sensitive. And so sometimes they need a little bit more, caring, I guess, for lack of a better word, to look after them as far as kind of jumpstart them when they're in low cycles. So, I think I answered all three of those questions, Scott. Did I maybe miss one?
Let's see here. No, I think I'm going to go back to it, but I think you got them all. So it was gratis, issuing out-of-state licenses when there are not enough for residents. That's pretty much the same thing, right?
Yeah, I didn't address that one. Again, out-of-state licenses, there's 1% of our deer gun licenses that are available for out-of-state folks. And that, again, that's a state law issue. That's not Game and Fish. But I don't mean to, talk down about, the legislature with that. I mean, I don't think that's unreasonable, Scott, to provide 1% of our licenses to out-of-state, residents. I mean, that's a pretty small number, and we know we have a lot of people that grew up in North Dakota that live elsewhere that probably like to come back and hunt as well, and we also have people in North Dakota that like to go to other states and hunt. And so, I think if anything, 1%, some people would maybe look at that and go, boy, that's a little too restrictive as far as out-of-state goes. But so, yeah, I don't think that's unfair. It's a pretty small amount when you think about the number of licenses we're given and the 1% allocation that non-residents actually get.
Deer hunting is not a right. It's a privilege, period, says one listener. More of a statement than a comment, or a question, rather. But here's another question for the guest from Game and Fish. With the drought conditions worsening, are you concerned with the biting nib hitting a deer population again like 7 years ago?
Well, one of the things with, I believe the texter is referring to EHD, epizootic hemorrhagic disease, and so that takes place in the western part of the state where those biting midges, where those little midges are. That's where they're, you know, that's where they're found in North Dakota, and so it does impact white-tailed deer and then some years pronghorn. But we're in a condition now, though, Scott, that I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but the years where it's a little more worrisome are years when it's very wet early on, and then it creates very good habitat, mud flats, where when you head into August, that things really dry up, creates those mud flats, really good environment then for those midges to really populate. And so could it happen? Yeah, it's always a possibility. But you know, on years like this, when we've been dry throughout and you don't have those mud flats, you don't have those water holes that were wet in May and June and July and then are now drying up in August. They've been dry all along, and so there's not a lot of mud conditions out there in some of those places that really populate some of those midges. So I don't have as much concern or worry about it on a year like this as maybe you would on some of these other years when we have really good wet conditions early on and then it dries up when we come to fall.
Mark and Hazen for Jeb Williams from Game and Fish. Go ahead, you're on. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi, Mark. Quickly, go ahead, please.
Say, has a Game and Fish ever given any thought to senior, giving extra points for senior citizens? You know, I didn't get drawn this year. I didn't expect to because it hasn't been based on past history. It'll take me 6 years, and I'll be in my 70s before I get another permit for the area and choice I'd like.
Well, it's been talked about. I mean, it's been talked about you know, Game and Fish Department meetings, that's been brought up in the legislature. And really at the end of the day, when the discussion takes place, is that I think the majority of people feel that, you know, would we rather have those licenses go to up and coming hunters, or would we rather have them go to individuals that have maybe spent 40 or 50 years out hunting already? And I think when all the dust settles and the conversation ends, I think most people feel that, you know, I think it's probably more important that we don't take away more licenses from these young hunters that we're trying to get into the hunting.
Yeah, basically keep a level playing field on that front. But at least it has been considered, Mark, as you heard and thought about, and I'm always amazed that, you know, there's great ideas out there, but these things are always considered. You guys do good work. Jeff, thanks for the update. Looking forward to a great year.
Thanks very much, Todd.
We'll have him back, by the way. Jeb Williams from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, as always, answer your questions. Appreciate that. Senator John Hovind takes your questions next. Where are we at with Obamacare? We'll find out.
Welcome to another update on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Recently, two protesters bragged about what they did, cutting into pipe, destroying construction equipment on the Dakota Access Pipeline. And they're calling for more of it, leading to the question, this isn't over, is it? Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, in his take.
No, absolutely not, Scott. I think your analysis is shared by a number of state governments, city governments across the Midwest, specifically in the entire country. I can tell you since the end of the protest incident here, we've had inquiries ranging from Montana to South Dakota to as far away as Pennsylvania, hoping to talk to our subject matter experts, because unfortunately we became subject matter experts in this type of protest over the 8 month period. But that concern is shared nationwide.
That's Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, our guest, with another radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline episode. Thanks for listening.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at Fort Imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Sing along. You shy, Manny, or what's the deal?
That's not going to happen.
He just keeps restarting it so he doesn't have to sing with it. Because
Todd will sing along. My, what is the name of the song? It's one of the Beatles.
What? Are you kidding me?
I couldn't sing along.
My Sweet Lord, George Harrison.
Okay, see, it was a Beatles.
The song where he ripped off the old girl group song, or at least that's what they decided in court. And
yeah, remember mine. Got that part down. I am getting inundated with text today. Here's another one. What's the number again on WeFest? And what do you have? If you call the number, you'll find out what we have. I'll just quickly tell you. I think it's VIP items. I know it is. VIP items. It's actual seats. Okay? That's where you have seats in the blue section VIP for the event. Those are $850 each when you go to WeFest, which starts Thursday in the Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Six of those. And they are like half price. They're, just shy of half price. They're also VIP parking. The VIP deal is really something. If you've been to WeFest and done VIP, you'll never, ever not do it that way. But it's a little spendy. But this, of course, saves you some money on it. So. And it's, who do you think the best act there this year is? Zach Brown Band would be my guess. But I like Darius Rucker a lot, too. We'll do our usual tradition of a little WeFest music for you on Thursday and Friday, because a lot of folks descend on, what would you call that? Northern Minnesota? Western Minnesota? I don't know. Detroit Lakes. The Lakes area of Minnesota for that event. Lady Antebellum is really good. Alan Jackson is good. Luke Bryan is good. Who's the biggest of those acts right now, Todd? Mr. Music Man. What'd you say?
I don't have a 10-gallon hat. I can, I'm a pop guy. Manny would know, though.
Luke Bryan, Zach Brown, Lady Antebellum.
You're the country guy among the three of us here, so.
I like country, but I just don't know who's up, who's down. I just like, whatever. Darius Rucker still amazes me.
I'm so far behind.
Darius Rucker was Hootie and the Blowfish, and
yes,
now he's a country.
He's a Hootie to me.
He's a Hootie guy.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's Darius Rucker. I know he does country, but I can name far more Hootie songs than I can name Darius Rucker's song.
You probably couldn't tell. We're stalling for Senator Hoban. He's a little tardy in joining us.
I was wondering what the heck was going on here.
But he is...
Welcome to WeFest Talk, everybody.
He's a member of the United States Senate, and they kind of, they get that courtesy.
How long would you camp on 59 for WeFest?
That reverse courtesy from us to say, well, you just get here when you get here. You're a senator. I understand. It's no worries.
Oh, yeah.
How long would I camp out? What do you mean?
Because people are already camping.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Thursday.
People really go, and some people, they camp and then they line to drag their, folding chair out there so they can sit down. Because there's no chairs. You're out there the side of a lake, Lake Sally,
right,
in Minnesota, and it's literally the side of a lake. And you know, there's rolling hills and whatnot. Great big stage there. The only seats are the VIP seats. Otherwise, if you buy a general admission ticket, you got to bring your own chair in there.
That's where you are, right, VIP?
Would you stand? No, I'm not going. I haven't gone for a couple of years. We actually
do then.
I am, yes, but we have a little family event this weekend. We have my in-laws, Jerry and Agnes Hammerlich, have their 60th wedding anniversary celebration at our home this weekend. So we're hosting a bunch of people for a fun little anniversary party. So we'll be doing the anniversary thing with the Hammerlich clan this weekend. So I can't do WeFest, Todd. That's why the tickets are right there. No, they aren't my tickets. But anyway, sorry, that number, 855-200-1776, extension 3, ask for Marie. Okay, it's also at flagfamily.com under the shop link, but easier to call. 855-200-1776. Just unusual to have WeFest tickets this late in the game. Senator John Hoeven is on our newsmaker line. Good morning, Senator Hoeven. How are you?
Good, Scott. How you doing?
Wonderful. So you first have to bring us behind the scenes of that deal. I mean, I was in Minot at the famous sleep-in, Vance Castleman's operation there. And I am, it's 11 o'clock, it's 12 o'clock, it's 1 o'clock, it's 1:30. I'm like, when are they going to vote? What's going on? We don't know how McCain is going to vote. What was that like? What was going on there?
Oh, I'm kind of used to it. Whenever we do any kind of budget reconciliation, they have what's called Votorama. So you have votes periodically throughout the day and so forth. And then at some point, as you actually get onto an amendment that you hope can actually pass, then or a version of the bill, if you will, then both sides can offer unlimited amendments. And so then you just vote continuously until everybody's offered every amendment they want to offer. And so, you know, we'd proceeded with votes throughout the day, and then it got to be about midnight. We were going to vote to move to the Health Care Freedom Act, which was essentially, you know, trying to find things that everybody could agree to get this process going on health care reform. And that's when Senator McCain and Senator Murkowski and Senator Collins voted no. It had been a long day already. We had anticipated pretty much going all night because of the unlimited amendment process.
What's the deal with John McCain? What was that all about? I mean, is that a up yours, Trump? I'm not helping you. Is that, I don't trust Paul Ryan, that there's actually going to be a conference committee? That, I mean, supposedly this is a guy who's, again, said all along, get rid of Obamacare, repeal Obamacare, replace Obamacare. Here's your chance to take this to a conference committee with the House and get something done. And he votes no. What was that about?
You know, I'm not sure, Scott. Essentially, as you know, we'd gone through several iterations of the bill, and we worked very hard, to get repeal in place going in a way that addressed low-income people. We made sure that there's coverage there for people. You know, I've heard a lot of different versions of what was in the bill, and the reality is, we made sure that low-income people had access to health care, that children or people with pre-existing conditions or chronic illnesses would continue to be covered. Very important. We worked very hard on that. I worked to make sure that North Dakota would have the resources for rural health care and so that the legislature could continue to make sure that people in our state are covered and that we could meet the fiscal requirements and all that. And so we went through several iterations. We finally got to one, the Health Care Freedom Act, that essentially had the things we felt that at least every Republican had agreed to, and frankly, we thought some of the Democrats too, but, you know, essentially it was repealing the individual mandate, repealing the employer mandate, repealing the medical device tax, which had gotten 73 votes in the Senate, 73 votes, expanding health savings account. I mean, what's not to like about that? And Medicare expanded Medicaid, continued in place, so, I mean, you know, we really worked, I thought, to get to something that could get this process going, and obviously it didn't work out. So, we're going to keep working on it. And, obviously people out there, I mean, Obamacare is broken. people are seeing, we're going to see big time premium increases in August. I'm telling you right now. And so, you know, we'll continue to work at it and try to get some solutions.
There's a few ideas that have been floating out there. And, you know, I first heard the president say, you know, I guess, you know, we're just going to have to let this fail. And then there'll be enough pain that they'll come back to the table and want to deal with this. Because obviously the majority of the blame belongs with the Democrats who voted in lockstep totally against what you just described and a handful of Republicans. So that's one idea. And the other is, okay, cooler heads are going to prevail. They're still going to have, some, you know, the Senate will vote again here fairly soon and deal with this before tax reform. What's your view of what's going to happen next?
So, you know, you've heard the president now is weighing out how to handle what's called the CSR, its cost reduction payments.
That's essentially, you know, explain that, though, if you would, Senator. That's the insurance subsidy, basically?
Yeah, it's called cost-saving reduction, and that's exactly what it is, Scott. And it's designed to keep the insurance companies continuing to provide coverage in the exchanges and not spike premiums so much. And so the president's weighing that out. And one of the things that I've put forward is, look, the president has been providing those cost-sharing reductions to help keep the insurance companies in the market and help, you know, try to keep these huge premium spikes from continuing. So in return, the Democrats should meet us on some provisions, you know, that will help to stabilize the market and give people more choice, expand health savings costs. In other words, it seems to me that clearly creates the opportunity now for the Democrats to say, okay, now we'll come to the table on something Republicans want and start that process. So when people talk about the president working on these CSRs, it should create an opportunity to get some help from the other side on the reform process. And the other reason I think there'll be even more pressure to do that, Scott, is, as I say, you know, in North Dakota, for example, in August, you're going to see significant, you know, I've talked to all the insurance companies. You're going to see double-digit premium increases. And so, again, you know, we need to work on this. Also, both the health committee, which is essentially the health committee, health and pension, so forth, committee, they're trying to advance the ball, as well as our finance committee. And so that, you know, the Democrats said, oh, well, we'll come to the table. Well, then come to the table, but don't just come to the table and say, look, you can't change anything about Obamacare.
Which they claim they want to change. I mean, Senator Heitkamp's talked about, you know, there's things that need to be fixed, but I don't know how you accomplish that with a no vote. Get a chance
well,
to go fix it.
And the challenge there, Scott, is they say, oh, yeah, well, we'll come to the table and work with you. But then they come to the table and they set up preconditions that they know we can't agree to before they'll debate. And that's why I say, look, if the president's willing to provide these CSRs, which he has been doing, then the Democrats need to take a step our way.
Call from a listener that came in before you were here. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
This is for Senator Hovind. When are they going to allow HSAs to be used for wellness programs, health club accounts and things like that for preventive health care rather than for paying for things after the fact? I would really like to see that done soon. Thank you.
Okay, so what a great question. I mean, that's the thing about North Dakotans. They're so common sense. Exactly. That's what we were trying to do. You know, some people would call it, quote, a skinny bill. I mean, it's like if we do a comprehensive bill and they say, oh, no, that's too much. We don't know what's in it. And then if we say, okay, step by step, and we narrow it down, then, oh, that's not, I mean, you know, is the porridge too hot or too cold? But her question's right. Mark, we had in the bill that you could have expanded health savings accounts that would let you do things like the caller's talking about, but also pay your premiums with pre-tax dollars. That is a huge cost savings. You combine that with another provision we had, which is the expanded 1332 waiver, which gives the states a lot more flexibility, and you start to give people more choice and find ways to help them reduce their health insurance costs.
Sounds good. Other questions? Well,
and again, Scott, I want to emphasize,
hold that
in
thought,
those bills,
if you would,
there was provision made to be sure that low-income people, you know, would continue to have coverage and
oh,
that their pre-existing conditions
what you're saying is it's been demagogue.
That,
hold that thought.
You know, that discussion
more coming up with Senator John Hovind. Foreman, folks. Don't go away.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Come on in. A lot of summertime fun there. From flip-flops a buck off to IGOG sunglasses, $2 off. Firewood for the campfire a buck off. Assorted fidget spinners. Todd, did you hear that? Fidget spinners, your favorite, $5.99 to $7.99 at PetroServe USA. Best cookies on earth. And when you fill up at the pump, it's a pump you own. So, you know, it's a nice way to go. Customer owned by people just like you at PetroServe USA. More of our conversation with Senator John Hoeven here. I just want to pick up where we left off related to some of the things that are said about this bill. There has been countless news stories, I'm sure you've seen them, where people with particular illnesses, chronic illnesses, or, you know, just heart-wrenching things, who have been used by the media and by elected leaders in the state, namely Democrats, to say, if Donald Trump or John Hoeven or Kevin Cramer get their way, these people will not have coverage. And what I think I just heard you tell me is that people in that case would be covered under Medicaid. And in fact, there is no threat to their coverage, even with a reduction in the rate of the growth of Medicaid. Is that right?
There's specific provision in the bills that individuals, for example, children with chronic or complex illnesses, they're covered. There's no limit on their coverage or any kind of cap. So, you know, for disability, for complex illness, those kind of things, the coverage is there. And that is important because I know people are concerned about it. And when we talk about health care reform and so forth, it can be a scary thing, but it is important to understand that they are covered, that there is exceptions in, or there are provisions in the legislation so that they continue to be covered and that they don't have a lifetime cap or something that they would have to worry about.
Texter says, is it possible the federal government is not qualified to handle health care?
Well, again, you know, the best government is the government closest to the people. And that just makes sense because you can go talk to your elected leader and tell them what your issues are. And, you know, not all cases are the same. So, again, the more that we can work to get government closer to the people at the local and the state level, the more responsive it's going to be. And here's the case I make. Think about it from North Dakota's perspective. North Dakota is a great state with great common sense people. There's no question we're going to do a better job if we can run it in North Dakota versus if we have to follow the federal government or some model that New York and California follow, right? So, again, it's common sense.
Another question, and this dovetails on that one, does Senator Hoeven support Lindsey Graham's proposal to give block grant money to the states to do health care?
Well, we'll see. I'm still, and Bill Cassidy is a good friend of mine. He's new to the Senate, but he's a doctor from Louisiana, good guy. And we're good friends. So and he's working with Lindsey on it. I have an open mind. I have to see how it works. Again, though the idea is to get more autonomy and control to the state, which of course we want. But I have to see how it works. And so we're going through that right now.
How much of this do Republicans own? When you consider
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, how much of this do Republicans own? Do the Republican Party, do elected Republicans and Republican leadership in Congress own in the way that, you know, we've known Obamacare was a disaster for a long time. The pain has gotten increasingly worse, but there have been previous efforts to repeal. And, you know, you now have a Republican president. You got the pen and a new Congress. And it really was a messy process, right? It was hard to follow who's up, who's what. What happened? Why did that go so wrong and Republicans own that part of this failure so far?
Yeah, again, I think the process could have been and should have been better. You know, the challenge is getting Democrats to agree that Obamacare is broken and that we need to take action. And obviously trying to work through the committee structure is helpful in terms of hearings, transparency, those kind of things. We're trying to do that. We'll continue to try to do that. To your larger question, you know, this is something we're going to have to keep working on. All along I've said we got to be careful about setting a deadline or a timeline, but we need to keep working on it and get it done.
Take the 73% subsidy away, says another listener, from Congress and staff. That'll get the ball moving quickly. That's from Ryan. What about that? How much of you know, Congress being on one plan and everybody else being on another, I guess hold some of that urgency back to get this fixed?
Yeah. I don't take any health care benefit at all from Congress, so for me that's a non-issue. And I guess my feeling is no matter what you do, we need to work to address the problems in health care for the American people. That's a priority. I mean, tax reform is a priority. Reducing the regulatory burden is one area where we are making real progress. But all these things, I mean, it still goes back to working for the American people and getting the things done that will help them.
All right, one last call real quick. Tom in Jamestown, you got literally 20 seconds for a question or a comment.
okay, how come as a result of all the debate on the health care that no one brings up the idea that we can't afford it because of the national debt and we need to cut it back mainly for that reason alone?
Well, the caller's wrong. We need to make reforms, you know, across government and find ways to save and do things better because we do have a national debt that we have to address.
Yeah, well said, Tom. $20 trillion in debt ought to color every decision on everything. And certainly, you know, that's, but I think that's fair to say that's one of the reasons you're doing what you're doing, right? Because the Obama administration didn't exactly have the debt in mind when they were doing
that. And economic growth. Economic growth helps everybody.
Thank you, Senator. Appreciate the time, and we'll keep watching and keep us posted on what's happening, all right?
Thanks, Scott.
Good to talk to you. We'll take a break. We won't, actually. We'll say goodbye. Because we're done for today. Or should we take a break, Todd? For a couple of hours?
22-hour break, right?
Yeah, there you go. A little break, yes. Until what's on your mind comes next. God bless you, folks. See ya.
What does it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.